Psalm 4. Answer me when I pray to you, my God, who does what is right. Make things easier for me when I am in trouble. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. People, how long will you turn my honor into shame? How long will you love what is false and look for new lies? You know that the Lord has chosen for himself those who are loyal to him. The Lord listens when I pray to him. When you are angry, do not sin. Think about these things quietly as you go to bed. Do what is right as a sacrifice to the Lord, and trust the Lord. Many people ask, who will give us anything good? Lord, be kind to us. But you have made me very happy, happier than they are. Even with all their grain and new wine, I go to bed and sleep in peace, because, Lord, only you keep me safe. Genesis chapter 7. Then the Lord said to Noah, I have seen that you are the best person among the people of this time, so you and your family can go into the boat. Take with you 7 pairs, each male with its female, of every kind of clean animal, and take 1 pair, each male with its female, of every kind of unclean animal. Take 7 pairs of all the birds of the sky, each male with its female. This will allow all these animals to continue living on the earth after the flood. 7 days from now I will send rain on the earth. It will rain 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe off from the earth every living thing that I have made. Noah did everything the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood came. He and his wife and his sons and their wives went into the boat to escape the waters of the flood. The clean animals, the unclean animals, the birds, and everything that crawls on the ground came to Noah. They went into the boat in groups of 2, male and female, just as God had commanded Noah. 7 days later, the flood started. When Noah was 600 years old, the flood started. On the 17th day of the 2nd month of that year, the underground springs split open, and the clouds in the sky poured out rain. The rain fell on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. On that same day, Noah and his wife, his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives, went into the boat. They had every kind of wild and tame animal, every kind of animal that crawls on the earth, and every kind of bird. Every creature that had the breath of life came to Noah in the boat in groups of 2. 1 male and 1 female of every living thing came, just as God had commanded Noah. Then the Lord closed the door behind them. Water flooded the earth for 40 days, and as it rose, it lifted the boat off the ground. The water continued to rise, and the boat floated on it above the earth. The water rose so much that even the highest mountains under the sky were covered by it. It continued to rise until it was more than 20 feet above the mountains. All living things that moved on the earth died. This included all the birds, tame animals, wild animals, and creatures that swarm on the earth, as well as all human beings. So everything on dry land that had the breath of life in it died. God destroyed from the earth every living thing that was on the land, every man, animal, crawling thing, and bird of the sky. All that was left was Noah and what was with him in the boat. And the waters continued to cover the earth for 150 days. Genesis chapter 8. But God remembered Noah and all the wild and tame animals with him in the boat. He made a wind blow over the earth, and the water went down. The underground springs stopped flowing, and the clouds in the sky stopped pouring down rain. The water that covered the earth began to go down. After 150 days, it had gone down so much that the boat touched land again. It came to rest on one of the mountains of Ararat on the 17th day of the 7th month. The water continued to go down so that by the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains could be seen. 40 days later, Noah opened the window he had made in the boat, and he sent out a raven. It flew here and there until the water had dried up from the earth. Then Noah sent out a dove to find out if the water had dried up from the ground. the dove could not find a place to land because water still covered the earth, so it came back to the boat. Noah reached out his hand and took the bird and brought it back into the boat. After 7 days, Noah again sent out the dove from the boat. That evening, it came back to him with a fresh olive leaf in its mouth. Then Noah knew that the ground was almost dry. 7 days later, he sent the dove out again, but this time it did not come back. When Noah was 601 years old, in the first day of the first month of that year, the water was dried up from the land. Noah removed the covering of the boat and saw that the land was dry. By the 27th day of the second month, the land was completely dry. Then God said to Noah, "You and your wife, your sons and their wives, should go out of the boat. Bring every animal out of the boat with you, the birds, animals, and everything that crawls on the earth. Let them have many young ones so that they might grow in number." So Noah went out with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives. Every animal, everything that crawls on the earth, and every bird went out of the boat by families. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord. He took some of all the clean birds and animals, and he burned them on the altar as offerings to God. The Lord was pleased with these sacrifices and said to himself, "I will never again curse the ground because of human beings. Their thoughts are evil even when they are young, but I will never again destroy every living thing on the earth as I did this time. And as long as the earth continues, planting and harvest, cold and hot, summer and winter, day and night will not stop."
Chapter 4.
Then the Spirit led Jesus into the desert to be tempted by the devil. Jesus did not eat anything for 40 days and 40 nights. At the end of that time, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread." Jesus answered, "Scripture says a person cannot live on bread alone, but on every word that God speaks." Then the devil took him into the holy city and had him stand on the highest part of the temple. He said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, jump. Scripture says he will put his angels in charge of you. They will carry you in their hands so that you never hit your foot against a rock." Jesus said to him, "Again, Scripture says, never tempt the Lord your God." Once more the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms in the world and their glory. The devil said to him, "I will give you all of this if you bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Go away, Satan. Scripture says, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and angels came to take care of him. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he went back to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. This was the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. So what the prophet Isaiah had said came true. "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, on the way to the sea across the Jordan River, Galilee, where foreigners live, the people who lived in darkness have seen a bright light. A light has risen for those who live in a land overshadowed by death." From then on, Jesus began to tell people, "Turn to God and change the way you think and act, because the kingdom of heaven is near." As he was walking along the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew. They were throwing a net into the sea because they were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come, follow me. I will teach you how to catch people instead of fish." They immediately left their nets and followed him. As Jesus went on, he saw two other brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets to go fishing. He called them, and they immediately left the boat and their father and followed Jesus. Jesus went all over Galilee. He taught in the synagogues and spread the good news of the kingdom. He also cured every disease and sickness among the people. The news about Jesus spread throughout Syria. People brought him everyone who was sick, those who suffered from any kind of disease or pain. They also brought epileptics, those who were paralyzed, and people possessed by demons, and he cured them all. Large crowds followed him. They came from Galilee, the 10 cities, Jerusalem, Judea, and from across the Jordan River.